Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show. That horrible music is DJ music by my son, Arnie Salin. I'm joking about it being horrible. It's not my style, but I like featuring things that my son does. He also performed, and sang, and did everything else, all the instruments for my theme song. So I am obviously very grateful, and his music taste changes rapidly. He will be doing a show July 5th. I will give you more details on that in North Hollywood or Hollywood. I'm not quite sure where. So you can actually come live and see my son. It is time for Spiritual Rap with Pastor Drew Sams, who is a teaching pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California, and are the proud parents of Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Hey, thanks for having me on again.
I love having you on, and let's start with our usual health and welfare update on baby Drew, who is now 13 months old, I believe.
You got it correct, yes. You are right in step with my family. Yes, 13 months and a day, and he took his first step, and we got it on film this Saturday.
Yes!
Oh, it was amazing. So
that's fun.
You know, the last 2 weeks I've been telling you and the listeners that any day now, and you said he's going to do it, and make sure you capture it, and I have. So I can't wait to share that with everybody.
Well,
putting together this blog.
That would actually probably be, in my opinion, the last thing to include in the vlog, even though it's not quite the end, it's not within his first year, but it's kind of like a great transition. It's sort of within his first year. I mean, the difference between 13 months and 12 months is negligible.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
I think that's the end of it. The end of it is the first steps, because it's like, you know, the first steps of life, the first steps of independence. I think it's a beautiful closing to the blog that you're building.
So poetic, wonderful. And it's on video, which is so much. I'm just screaming my head off. I can't wait for you to see it.
Oh, well, send it to me as soon as you can.
Yeah, great.
So what's on your mind regarding the world at large or the topic of competing with our spouse or significant others?
Boy, great column this week, as most weeks are.
Thank you.
And, you know, I said to you on the break, such great photographs. You know, here you use the animal kingdom to really portray what we experience, husbands and wives. And, you know, I'd love to kind of take a biblical approach to
Please.
How we got this way. You know, it's so interesting. The first command in Scripture, a lot of people think it's a negative command, but it's actually a positive command. In Genesis, we see that God says the first humans, we understand the names to be Adam and Eve, this first man, this first woman. He says, you may eat freely from any tree of the garden, but from that tree over there, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, do not eat.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been given this freedom. They're whole in their relationship with God, with one another, with themselves, with creation. They're working the soil. It says that they were naked and unashamed. There's no competing with one another. This is how things were originally created to be. And so the serpent, who is God's enemy, as Satan, comes in and said, did God really say you shouldn't eat from any tree of the garden? And Eve, that first woman, said, no, he didn't say that I could eat of that tree. And so she looks at it, and she believes Satan's lie, who says, well, God just doesn't want you to be like him. And it looks good. She eats of that fruit. Her eyes are open. She gives it to her husband. His eyes are open. And then it's so fascinating, because it says that for the first time, they recognized that they were naked,
mm-hmm.
and they felt shame. And they hid from one another. They hid from God, and we've been hiding ever since. And it's so interesting that it says that they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And what I want to end with is, among all of that, then we see God come in, and we see the first sacrifice. It says, and God clothed them with the skin of animals and basically did what they could not do. He covered over their shame in ways that they could not do on their own. So we've been living out that narrative ever since. And so
of competition and awareness between men and women.
Yes, yeah.
Now, let's fast forward a few years from that point to today. And your thoughts on reflection in how, I mean, you've grown up in the 32 years or so of your life. You've really witnessed the total evolution of the woman as an equal partner with men.
Yes.
And the good and the bad that's come from that, which is what I suggest in my column. So we don't have a lot of time. We're kind of short segment. I'd love your thoughts on that.
Well, I think so. The biblical point of view says until you find your identity and your significance and your worth in who God says you are,
mm-hmm.
that ultimately you'll always be striving for, searching for, longing for significance. And so right now, culturally, we're trying to find our significance, trying to find our identity, trying to find our place and our purpose and our meaning in life. In some ways, through one angle, you could argue as an equal gender role, that I can do everything that a woman can do, and a woman can say, I can do everything that a man can do. And I think it's just part of us trying to cover up our shame.
You're bringing it back. Okay,
yeah, I think it's a modern evolution, if you will, a more advanced way of just trying to cover up the problem that we have that separates us and the brokenness that we've been born into. And ultimately, God says, you can try all you want, but I want to provide the way out. And that's to find your identity, your significance, your purpose, and who I say you are, and to live out of that. To love others, to serve others, to really champion those around you the way that God wants us to.
May I just very quickly, because we only have a couple minutes left, now that you've become a parent and 13 months old with Judah in your life and the pre-time of anticipation, have you seen any change? I'm not even meaning in a competitive way, but any serious change in kind of how you and your wife interact in your roles?
Well, you know, it's interesting. My first reaction as you asked that question is I've thought about over the last year, there's been moments where I've felt, man, it seems like my son gravitates more towards my wife. And I feel that insecurity, or that it'll be a season where my wife will feel like, man, he smiles more around you. And, you know, we share this with one another, and we're so quick to try to find our significance or our security, you know, and even how our son responds to us, and having it be not out of balance, if you will. And so I think the more that we've communicated with one another and to share insecurities, the more we've really been able to bond as a couple and to not compete with one another and to be sensitive to that.
And to recognize that it is natural, that there will be times where every child will be favoring, in essence, one parent over the other.
That's a great reminder.
So I think that's really smart of you and your wife. And you're way ahead of the game, especially given how much anticipation you guys brought to being a parent. It could have, erupted if you hadn't been so open about communication. You know, it's interesting. You will find, if God willing, you have more children, that most kids are not exactly the same. So your second or third child will be different. And in the case of my boys, my older boy was more comfortable with me than my younger boy. And so when their stepmom came in the picture, my younger boy just gravitated to her. And there was an instinctual feeling of competitiveness and a little jealousy. But in the end, I was just grateful that he got the mother that he had been missing for so long. So it's hard to sometimes separate our egos from these things.
Boy, it sure is.
Listen, we're out of time. Quickly, where are you not blogging? And when is this blog going to be done?
Yes, I'm forecasting about a week.
We're great.
We're getting on the... But that will be drewsams.com. But until then, I'm on all social networks at Surfer Drew.
All right. That means at Surfer Drew on Twitter. Pastor Drew, love speaking with you way too quickly. Give my best to Erica and a hug to your son. Or as you walk... holding him hand in hand as he was walking with you, just say, Bruce says hello.
Wonderful.
All right. Stay tuned, please, for Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who has some interesting thoughts on this whole competition thing coming up next.